remember, even when the Rambam formulates the question, it's an amazing thing. It's not, he has two options of chalukah. He has an option of chalukah like the Mishnah, not like the Mishnah. He doesn't say, you know, it's a very strange thing. You know, normally you say, let's do it like this, or do it like that. He doesn't say, let's do it like this, let's do it like this. Let's do it like the Mishnah, or something else. Okay? So that's what I was saying again and again, that since the purpose of Mishneh Torah is to present the Mishneh, Keita say that Mishneh, okay? Keita say the Mishneh, the Gemara in Eruvin, and the way Rabbeinu HaKodesh wanted to present the Mishneh in abbreviated forms with the Mishneh, maybe we should go after that, okay? And I also discussed that the language the Rambam seems to say, as though Poshet, the language that should be used is the language that the Mishneh is used in the Mishneh, okay? But that means not that, you know, people may teach in Arabic, you know, the Talmud, or whatever it is, in Mitzrayim, or Sfarad, wherever it is, but that's not the issue, okay? The issue was the Mishneh from Moshe Rabbeinu to Avinu Avashi, in the three different languages. There was the language of the Torah, and the language of the Mishnah, and the language of the Gemara, okay? So, you know, this has nothing to do with my getting involved in the argument that the Yiddish is that per se, you know, the fact that they teach Gemara Yiddish, and the fact that Rabbanan came out against Yiddish in the 12th century, because it's very similar to German, and people end up singing the German love songs, you know, I'm not getting involved in the pro-con, but this is not the issue over. The issue is the language that the Mesera was given, the Mesera which went to the Avinu Avashi. That's what we're talking about. Those were the options, and therefore he thought maybe it's a positive thing to do it like the Mishnah. Okay? And then he says, no, let's do it in a way that that people will understand and have a gist of what's going on. As he goes, V'acha, l'fi mashi chai v'iyun, shuhu ha-yoyse ro'in, ha-yoyse kal l'moy. Maybe let's do it the way that's the easiest way to, in other words, if it has a logical way of organization, okay, the two things, it's Yoyse Ro'uy and it's Yoyse Kalumoy. And we don't really know what Yoyse Ro'uy means. This really is a question mark, you know. But it's above here, keep in mind. Okay? See, he says he's going against the way the Mishnah was, because the Mishnah goes from Inyan to Inyan, and we're not really sure what's going on, okay? And here, let's give over the Mishnah in a logical, organized fashion, okay? And that's easier to learn, okay? Now, the Osi Spirally, she is a Toshi Chaluka, so Halochas, Halochas, and Mokom HaMesechtis, Shebe Mishnah. So once he has the possibility of going not like the Mishnah, and a Yoyse Ro'uy, Yoyse Kalumoy, he says that you should do it and mechalik it in halachas halachas b'mokayim hamesechta shebe Mishnah. Okay, that's the way. It's okay, the general way of putting things together are halachas, not mesechtas. Okay, achi omer boy hilchos sukkah, hilchos lulav, hilchos mezuzah, hilchos tzitzis. Okay. Uvshechalik boy klolos, in some places in the different kisiyah in the Arabic, where the film is mentioned, and I'm not sure whether it's really, you know, he does talk about the film later, but okay, I'm not getting involved, and I don't think it makes much of a difference. Uvshechalik kol klolos, the klolos of halachos, liprokim v'halachos, kimoi she'osiso hamishneh. See, he says an amazing thing, that even though he fell off the Mishnah, okay, but as much as we can make it similar to the Mesira without losing the organizational issues. And the Kalumot, we go for it. So that's why Mishneh Torah is Mepkokim Bahalochis Kmo Shosto HaMishneh. Ad Shiyiye Derech Moshul Behilchis Tfilin Perek Rishon Uperek Sheni Uperek Shlishi Uvi'i. Which is an amazing thing at this point, okay? Now, just to comment on your point, the question is, when was this Hakdoma written, okay? I want you to know, I think it was either yesterday. Yesterday, I think I discovered when it was written, okay? I think I can date it. And I'm just aghast at the date, okay? I found one line later, we'll get to it, which I think gives it away. I don't feel anyone talking about the line. He has a line over here when he talks about poetry and songs of Shlomo Ibn Gabriel, the way they made the Sefer Mitzvahs. But he says, in the line, he gives something away. He says, V'chein kasher shomati o atzoris rabbis ha-mitzvah she his chabru etzleinu be'eretz forad. What do you mean etzleinu be'eretz forad?
He left when he was young.
Yeah. He left very young. And this line gets me very nervous. Okay? And just as far as your point, to get back to you, and to get back to this, okay? That's the line you have to do. I didn't see anyone talking about this, but he talks about Be'eretz Tzfarad. Okay? He left very young. Okay? So that's just the point. Nothing to do with anything. Let's go on now. And he's still talking at this point.
Well, what's very young? What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know if it was 30. I don't know if it was 20. I'm not sure it was. I didn't want to really do it because I only looked, you know, from one historical account of things, okay? But he went then to, you know, down to Morocco, and then he was in Eretz Yisrael, and then he went, you know, his mamish all around, okay? And,
You're saying definitely before Mishneh Torah.
Definitely before Mishneh
Torah. I'm asking.
Yeah. But definitely, you know, it borders on when he finished the Mishnayos. And it might even be earlier. Okay? It's pretty early. Okay? When he left Tzfarad. Okay? So this is just some. I didn't see anyone making this diuk, but you know, since you were the one that that told me maybe right afterwards, I just wanted to get back to this. But then it's absolutely amazing that he's talking about the number of plokim that he's writing in Hilchos Tefillin at this point. Okay, now. Let's continue, okay? And he's b'machalik Mishneh Torah in Prokim and Halachos Dumi LeMishneh, even though he doesn't accept the general organizational pattern of Mesechtis, because it's not Yisakal, not Yisarola, Yisakal Umay, but anything you could accept, even though we don't know if the two things fit together, oh, that's that. Then he says like this. Achi yihye derech moshel behilchos tefillin perek rishon perek sheni uperek shlishi uruvi. You know, it's amazing that he has to go and actually, you know, number them. Yeah. I would say abo prokim, but he's a perek alam. Okay, good. V'chol perek mukhulok halochas. Okay. Now, is this a new sentence? V'chol perik v'chol halachas halachas? Or is this part, or is it one long run-on sentence? Okay? Now, the question is, k'day, now let's decide, okay? K'day she'yia kal l'das oisei alper l'fi l'mi she'yirtze l'ilmoid dovo mimeno. What's Dovah Mimeno? Or Miksosai, it's, right? What's this? There's a very important word over here. This kapach says it's what?
Dover al peh.
No, but mashu, look at the bottom. If you look at the footnote. Dov, he has dovo, and then he says mashu. Look at, you know, you have to look down here. Okay. It's mashu. He said, no, that's in the Arabic. This is on the thing. Okay, good. Okay. He says mashu. Okay? That's what he says. You'll see it there.
And for what it's worth, it's interesting. In this edition, when he's numbering the prakim, he just says Paragrishon Shane or Shlishi.
It doesn't. It's not worth anything because the Arabic's right here. You know. That's because the guy.
It's Hebrew.
Okay, good. It's the Arabic's in Hebrew also. Okay. Now, okay. So Mimeno Alper. So the question is, what he's talking about? You see, this amazing thing. He says, now he did something. He threw in a new issue. Okay. Because he said, let me machalak it in prokim and halachas in order to make it dumi the Mishnah, even though we're not making dumi the Mishnah, but as much as we can, we should, okay? But then he throws in another reason for doing this. And there's an amazing thing going on here. Because, and this is an old issue. You know, when you say Eis Lasos Hashem, I mean, visually, the Messiah was Tenish Abapeh, Tenish Abasav, and Rosh Peyet HaRosh HaRosh. They only wrote the things down to remember, and when they taught Barabim, they taught from Peh, not from the Ksav. That's what Ram says, okay? So, when they wrote down the Talmud, okay, so, we say Eis Lashem Yeferes Osech. Does that mean there still is the Chachila? There's an issue of learning things about Per? No. So, you know, what the heck? What does he want over here? You know, and a priori, what he wants to say is that there's an inyan of knowing. This is the Messiah of the Mishnah Taylor, is the Ian knowing about Peh. Because Taylor is the Tarish about Peh, and that's what it is. It's the Mishnah Taylor, this Taylor, and there's the Mishnah Taylor, the Taylor, the Tarish himself, and the Mishnah Taylor, and the Ian know about Peh. Okay. So I'm going to get back to this stuff. I would ask you, the Indian is to know the whole thing about Peh. Okay? Chosavul Chibayah, that's everybody's the same thing, I know about Peh. See, he's telling you, there's an inyan even on mashu or miksase to know about Peh. Because there wouldn't be such an inyan, you know, what does he want? Okay? So then I ask you, is he trying to tell us we should learn the halach, the prokim about Peh? Or you should read it, v'chol perik, mechulak halachas halachas, kidei shiyiya kalodas isay al Peh. But that principle, I don't know if the Arabic, see, the Oso should be, you see, this is a very important thing. You have to check out the Arabic. How does he learn here?
He doesn't have a period till the end.
But I'm not sure, but the question is.
There's nothing in the sentence.
No, I understand the period. But what's it? Kidei lehokil yidi Oso. You see, I have to know if in Arabic you have masculine and feminine, how this works. Because this is an important thing. Is it also? See, if it's also, it can't refer to the halachas, because halachas are in the keva. So it's referring to the prokim. And he's learning that by being machalik, then you shouldn't have a period over here. You should really have a revi'i, v'chol perik, halachas, l'day she'ekal, l'das, or you say, al per. And the mashu, the dovim matter, was not the halachas, but it's the perik. What's also? Right? So it means that, actually, I would have learned a priori, if you machalak halachas halachas, you wanted to learn halacha about Peh, and shalom Yisrael. I'm not sure exactly why learning machalak halachas makes it easier, since there are periods in Tammuz, you can learn the perik about Peh. I'm just confused here. But the important point over here is whether it's Oso or Osa. Or Oson. See, you can go to the Prokim or the Halachis or whatever you want, but you know, if Oso can't go to Halachis, if it's Oso. Okay? Just to check that out and see about the Arabic, if this is somebody else, this is real. Okay? Now next. Okay? But all we're talking about, there's an Indian of Mixas Balpe. Okay? Which is an amazing thing. Okay? And I just want to present you, normally, we're brought up that if the Eslas Serv Shem, they fail to Osecha, you know, there's no problem anymore, okay? The opposite of Dvor Shem Ksavi, Torah Shonu Lovapeh, you know, we accept. But Dvor Shem Ksavi, Yat Torah Shonu Biksav, you know, is non-existent. For example, they say, okay, and I'll tell you, this is said, I'm not sure, it's also Mishnah of Nosan, that Kilo, I'm not sure if he said it, or the Chassam Sofer said it in his name, or he said it, that he did not write anything, because he didn't feel he had the right to write, because he didn't forget anything. And it was only a heter. Okay? So I'm just wondering, you know, what exactly happened over here, because I would have assumed that after Teresh HaPeh is committed to writing, it's Lashem Lashem HaPecha, you could have assumed the halacha doesn't exist anymore. Okay?
Even if the halacha problem doesn't exist, there was a practical problem because they didn't have printing. So he could be addressing a practical problem.
Okay, you can't learn it about pair. Okay, say that. You okay, you're happy, I'm happy. Okay? Say that.
Fine.
Yeah, but you know, okay, to say that, you know, then, you know, he's giving the Mishnah Torah that everyone shouldn't need. You see, you can't really do that, because he's giving the Mishnah Torah because he says you shouldn't need another Sefer, okay? And if all he expects to put is take a glimpse and learn part of Baal Peh, and that's all he has, then he hasn't really done anything, okay? That's my point, okay? Next. Okay, Okay, next. So this is like an amazing section over here. Okay? And let's just go on. I'm not saying, just, you know. Now, so this L'cheira, unless we can say the Oso should be Osa, or Oson, there has to be a comma here.
Is that going back on Prokin?
It has to go back on Prokin.
So why does it have to be Osa that's going on Prokin?
No, I say it can only be Halochas.
Oh.
Or Oson. If it's Halochas, it's Oson or Osa. But if it's Oso, it's referring to a Perik. And he goes Perik Aleph, Perik Beis, Perik Gimel. And that's why he goes out of his way. Perik Aleph, Perik Beis, Perik Gimel, Perik Dal. He can learn each Perik on its own. That's maybe why he's counting the Prokim. Okay? Now let's go on. So then he really does two things. He says, I want to machalak like the Mishnah. Do me to the Mesera. And then he says that I want to do it in Prokim also, you know, in Halachas in Prokim also do me independent. It should come out to me in Mishnah for a separate reason. Okay? But I need Prokim and Halachas because I really want to talk about that. Okay? Now next. Correct? Umavuhu Bios Hachaluka Kain. Now, this Umavuhu Bios Hachaluka Kain, I'll be frank with you, I do not like this translation. I think I would have translated like Kapach. Yes. This part that I said the Kapach, see, Korach, Rav Korach says, Umavua hu, ki b'yoyis ha-chaluka kein. Okay? Now, Rav Kapach says, Uboro im tia ha-chaluka kein. Ein roi l'chal, right?
Sh-
She'im. She'im, okay? And the question is, there are two issues. Mavuah doesn't make much sense. Boro makes a lot of sense, okay? I think that's a better translation, okay? However, you have to make it a point over is the Rambam, because the Rambam L'chari decided how to do it, right? So, to say, she'im tia locha kain, ubora she'im tia locha kain, you know, like he's clear chkiris after he made a decision. Okay? So, logically, I don't know nothing about, you know, you have to ask the Arabic scholars over here which is the better translation, but I would have gone, ubora who, ki b'yois hachaluk kain, that makes sense, correct? Ein roi l'chalek dine mitzvah achas, Bein asay lois asay bein asay bein lois asay b'shnei klolos. You don't put the dinim of an asay and a lois asay of the same inyan in two different halachas. Okay. Because l'chayu he decided about it already, and that's what he's concluding. Correct? Because now it's like he's clear chikira. You know, he said the better way is this way, and he said, yeah, if I do that, then I have to do this. Okay? That's a little bit odd. Okay? Now, here is an amazing thing. Okay? All I ask a very, very, you know, nagish question, okay? Mitzvah man dalkar shmei. Like, he's clear chakiris, how he's mechalik the mitzvahs, when he didn't talk about mitzvahs mechal. Well, you get the impression that we're pushing, that what we're trying to do is present mitzvahs, okay? He does have a reference to mitzvahs with the word seria, okay? Here, the word mitzvah, aseh, lois aseh, is in the original Hebrew, in the Arabic text. But towards the beginning, he says, when he starts with v'hoisa kavaliseno, matoseno, b'chibu ahu, in the Pirush HaMishnah, l'katze b'bir inyan halocha, halocha min HaMishnah, v'lehoisa kavaliseno boy, lahashrim dine ko mitzvah. And that's Surya there. Okay. So, L'chir, what he's going to come out, even though later he mentions only about Gam Ekapoit Tzchibu, Shikal Kol Dine Atera. Okay. So, you know, the foil is a little bit odd. L'chir, you want the foil to be Mixas Mitzis and Kol Mitzis, okay? So he doesn't say really at any point that he means in Mishnah Torah that it's all mitzvahs. Okay? But he starts off that the Mishnayos are not all the mitzvahs, correct? So, but here, without making any point about it, and just moving into it, without saying anything, he's making an assumption that he's mechalek according to mitzvahs. And he says to himself, that, you know, he has a shirishishi. Okay, he has shirishishi, and he has an issue of whether an asay and the lois asay in Shabbos should be two separate mitzvahs in minyan mitzvahs or one. B'chol min in shirishishi. Okay? Now here is an amazing thing. So he's using the word inyan in the most minute. I don't know exactly how to say it. It's a very thin line because it's asay shebo and it's loisashe shebo. It's really the same thing. But since the inyan of doing something and enjoying from doing something is a different inyan, in the microcosm, okay? So therefore it's two separate mitzvahs, okay? But that increment is not a reason to put the mitzvahs asay and the lois asay in two separate halachas, okay? And you get the impression, okay, this is also, okay, a very important thing. Because when you're dealing with mesechtes, there's no order where you put things. And that's what the Rambam goes about and saying that the dinim of this mitzvah and this mesechta and that mesechta and this mesechta and that mesechta, he goes on and on about it, correct? All throughout the minyan mitzvahs. And here, he's very careful in the halachas that the asay shebo and the lois asay shebo should be the same halachas. So halachas seem to be defined by mitzvahs. And without even talking about it, oh, that's a double portion. And then, like a double portion, what he's presenting in Mishneh Torah is Tayag mitzvahs without ever making a statement about it. Okay? In Roy L'chalek Dine Mitzvah Achas, in other words, Achas, in Kapach it says Musuyemis, but I don't think it makes a difference. It's a singular mitzvah, where it's one, or it's a singular. They not say, they not say, b'shnei kvalyos, el koma sheitztarech bo min achaluka, yeh b'prokim shebi oisa kvalyos. So, I don't know what he's trying to say over here. I can tell you what the words mean, okay? Anything which you need to be machalik between them, okay, should be in the prokim, should be oisa klolos, okay? So I only ask myself, what does he mean by prokim? It should be in the halachas. I mean, you have to have a separate parak dealing with the asay, a separate parak dealing with the lois asay. You don't talk about them in the same parak. I don't know, we'll have to work through Mishneh Torah and see that. These words are a little bit odd.
The word prokim.
Yes. See, he's talking about komash yitztoch bo min achaluka. What's he talking about in a chaluka? Chaluka is to be mechalik between them. What chaluka is he talking about? Correct? Mechalik between the asay and lois asay. What's min hachaluka? Min hachaluka is the halachas? That's a very strange way of saying it, correct? Because you said it was klolos. So he wants to talk about being mechalik between the asay and lois asay. So why does he have prokim as the, as the agent? That, I just, okay, to say that. I can imagine saying that he wants a different prokim, but, I can sit back, and I don't believe it's going to hold water in Mishneh Torah, okay? And we can talk about it, but I'm just confused about this line here, okay? Now, here he continues. Upomim, we're still okay? Every word, okay? Upomim, yiyu beklolois, achas mispal mitzvahs. Now he just made, he changed, okay? Now, upomim yil beklolis achas mispal mitzvahs. More than one, okay? Im beglau shi Elohim inyan echod. We'll see about what this, okay? But I ask the question, okay? Wasn't he talking about mitzvah mitzvahs before? Asein Loisa said. Isn't that also from the times? So you get the impression from the Rambam that putting the Asay and the Loisa Se together, and you only have that, you really have one mitzvah, the Asay Shebo and the Loisa Shebo. And you have it moved to an arena of multiple mitzvahs. Otherwise, the words don't make any sense. I think that's what he's trying to say, correct? Okay? So now, okay? So, you know, as much as the Rambam says, it's sure shishi that the asay is not the union of the lav, and that the fact that he says there is asay shabbo, loisa shabbo, and really he has to have a shirish to say that it should be two mitzvahs, not one, lachera, you know, in here, he's counting it from an organizational point of view, he's assuming that it's one. And he can't imagine that even though it's two separate mitzvahs, minyan mitzvahs, you should put it two separate halachas. Because the smallest unit of an halacha is that organization of inyan echad before shurish hashishi. Okay? That's the smallest unit. You can't have anything less than that. You can't imagine the halachas, the lois and the asay, if the halachas are lefi, this idea that he has of inyan, of mitzvahs, the inyan is what you would have called an inyan before shereshishi. Okay? And that's the reasonable point.
Does that work through Mishneh Torah?
What?
He never separates the different halachas, asay, lot, asay, for the same inyan.
I know, he can separate. No. In different halachas, he wouldn't have. For the same asay shebo, he won't have, for example, the dine shvi, the asay of shvi is the loisa, or the asay of yonta, loisa say in different halachas. And he won't have the asay of Shabbos, the loisa of Shabbos in different halachas. Everything is for Shabbos.
No exceptions.
I don't know. Maybe you'll find them, but, you know, I don't know. We'll have to see. But that lochir, that's a don't push. Okay? Because that's the smallest unit. You can't get less of that, okay? In Gashielem Inyan, unless, you know, going back before, okay, I don't know if he, I didn't, there was one word I didn't read before, I just want to go back, and maybe I was a little bit too harsh when I said what I said before. Elokol, because he says when he talks about Asayim Loisa, we asked about the Prokim, right? But he didn't say that you have to be Mechalik between them. He said if there's a reason, there's a tzarech to be Mechalik between them, and you want to separate them for a reason, then the best option is to do it in Prokim. It doesn't mean that an Asay and Loisa have to be in different Prokim. But if you feel that you have to be Mechalik between them, then you put them in different Prokim. Maybe that's a better way of reading it. Because Elokol Mashi Yitztarech Bo Minachaluka, if there's necessity to be Mechalik, it should be in Prokim, in different Prokim. That's what I would, I think is a better reading. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay? Upon Yiyu Bekolis Achas Nispa mitzvahs. Now, a new thing. But the clause of the portion, without any discussion, the clause, the halachas are according to mitzvahs. Okay? And at this point, I think I mentioned this, he doesn't have yudalit svarim. The whole idea of yad hachazaka doesn't exist. The largest thing is mesechtes, or in Rebbe's point of view, even though there's stogim over there, Shisha Siddhi Mishnah, here he has that the halachas are equivalent to the mesechtes, but it doesn't have that broader category like stolim yet, and like Yudal Tzolim. Doesn't mention it. Correct? And he doesn't have something else. See, you understand before, he talked about Hilchus Sukkah and Hilchus Lulav before. Okay? Do we have two separate halachas called Hilchus Lulav and Hilchus Sukkah? we have a triumvirate called Hilchos Shofar, Hilchos Sukkah, and Hilchos Lulav, all three together, and in the beginning it has the mitzvahs before them. Okay? So he did two things different than what he originally planned. He had planned that the largest unit was halachas halachas, even though he knows exactly how many halachas on tefillin, okay? And the smaller, and halachas halachas, he never put a group of halachas together. He never had that before. And he's doing this, he does that, okay? Correct? Now further. Upamin. Upamin yiyu b'klolis achas mispo mitzvahs. Okay? Im b'glau shiye lehem inyan echod shichalulom. Okay? O shiye mitzvahs rabois b'kavon achas. Okay, so there's a difference between inyan echod shechalim. There's one general theme, or the actually bekavon achas, and they're two different words. And in Kapach, it really should have been because the word in Arabic is gretz. I don't know exact gretz. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it, but it's used. And the proper translation of that word, the word kavon over here, is really matola. The goal, the purpose. Okay? Okay, and there is a tshuva from Yeshua Nogid, okay, in the Sefer, and the tshuva is a great-grandson, and the 18 you should look at. But l'chei, what it means is, and we'll see, derech moshe, let's just see derech moshe, and we understand derech moshe. Derech moshe, k'shadabar abu d'zorah, v'eftach b'klolus, hazois, hilchas abu d'zorah, hine odu b'klolus hazois, v'mitzo mitzis. Mesis u'magiyach, u'ma'abel amoylich, u'misnabe b'shmo, v'oyver oysa. Misnabish Muinan Uyver Abu Dizor, Vizulis Eli Mashuhu Min Hamitsis Be Inin Abu Dizor Bovad. So that's Inin Echot Shecholom. It means it's all about issues of Abu Dizor. Okay? We'll get back to this. Then, okay, and he doesn't say that his list is inclusive of everything. V'zulas eli mashuhu hamitzvos min hamitzvos v'inyan avodizor bilvad. Okay, then he says v'chein tisha omer hilchos yisurim mizbeach adabe b'cholos hahi also udvash ubali mumin v'esnar u'mechir v'doim alehem. He called Elu Hamitzus Yeshlan Inyan Echod Hakrilon. See here you see in Abu Dizora Kapach does something which I think is better, okay? There's a little difference in the translation, but with the Zohar, it of course does be inyan avod the Zohar. It doesn't say it's inyan avod the Zohar. And Kapach does hashayeches le inyan avod the Zohar. Okay? So it's like more, it's more inclusive. It's not necessarily, it doesn't be within a convention. It's something to do with avod the Zohar. Okay? Whereas Yisurim is Beach, Advolvom Shinesa Krovosim. Correct? And they can say they're all basically the same thing. Okay? You can say it's Matorachas, really. Okay? Okay. Now, I just have a simple question over here. Just a few things, I'm interested more from from not from commission, from omission. Okay. If you open up, let's even start like this. Let's open up here and let me open up here. Okay. If you open up Hilchos Avodah Zarah. You know, something not fair really happens. Because it's called Hilchos Avodah Zarah B'chukos HaGoyim. Okay. So, then, it's the whole portion. You said in the Mishnah Machshava, the Ram had something called Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Hilchos Chukos HaGoyim. The same way he has Hilchos Veitzeach and Hilchos Shmiras HaNefesh. There would have been two separate categories, okay? That's okay. But I ask you a question so I understand that when you talk about Mechashev and Ma'onim and Menachesh, okay, so where are they? They really on Hilchos Chukos HaAkum or they're in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? Befrat. That Ram says, I think, in Moment of Ruchim, if I'm wrong, that Avodah Zarah is Moboi, I mean, that the Kishuv is Moboi, Avodah Zarah, whatever, okay, to say that. So where do we stand over here? You know, he says, Mason Madiach, okay. And he says, Misnabi Bishmo, and Oivda. Okay, so you can say, Mistama, he said, Hanof Avodah Zarah, no, okay, to say that. Now, so I think I can answer this question for you. So it's like, you know, it's like a kid, right? So, L'cheira, you wouldn't put dinim of chukas agoyim in a perek with the dinim of chukas avogazor, okay? Because the two separate aloch, you can't do that, correct? So, let's just see now. Open chukas avogazor. Now, L'cheira, Perches is still Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Okay? It's all the dinim from Yilish Nokta Metchila, Shei Nevad, Vosa Ba'an Vosa, Keita Mavakla, that's the end of Perches. Now, get the Perches. So, yeah, I can imagine Perches is also about Avodah Zarah, because the din, the drabonans of Osa Likach Mehen, Velimko Mehen, of Bifnei Deim, Achei Deim, all the din, correct? You made the Mavad. That is Perites, okay? All the Achokas of Avodah Zarah. That's Perites. And the question of you, are you allowed to be Livnei Samagoyim, keeper of Jomadin? Hamoy Chabesai, Chliu Shavodizor, Goish Ota Mishnah Benoi, that whole issue of coming to the party, Mesibis Hagoyim Shaochlu, Umeasa Osalochlu, okay, that's the whole business, okay? Basil Osalik, as Beno, Shalnochis, Menation Magdalis, Blavodizor, okay, it's all this Avodizor. Perik Yud. Ein Kosin Bris, Le'ebid Avodizor. What's that? The din of a mikana talomid shosel rapoy sim de Avodah Zarah b'schar a moichel hem bat mesodeis loisachonim v'sap v'shvochon. I can hear you can go either way over here, okay? We get the Perek Yud Aleph, you're in a bind, because it says, In Hochim B'chukas Agoyim, V'lo Medam Alehem. So, you have no out over here. Here, now this is the Hilchas, even on the top of the Frankel, they have Hilchas of the Zohar, they really should be, the thing should be, like the Rav Silchus Tefila, or the Sias Kapayim, or Birkas Kohanim, whatever way you want, whatever Nuschi like, okay? But the Chayil on the top heading should be Like, you know, like in Chesukah, that's a Chesukah, that's a Vila, that's right, correct, Tuvah Shefer, Tuvah. So here, Lechere is Hilchais Chukas HaGoyim, correct? So if the Hichaloch of Menachesh and Choy Bechover and all the Halochas on Perek Yud-Aleh, so you understand yourself, Rabbeisai, that Mechashev and all these things are part of Chukas HaGoyim. And the Pazoka and all these things are Chukas HaGoyim. Okay? That's one. Okay. That's what he did. Correct? Now, let's now go to Yisurim Mizbeach. Yisurim Mizbeach, you open up, you have like this. So, I can understand the Aseisha bar, you can't move around without the love. So, Hakakor, Kamonis, Kmimim, is certainly okay. Correct? Because that's the reverse. Okay? Shul Haktish, Baumum, Mizbeach, Shul Lishchoy, Shul Lizroy, Shul Yakti, Chelboy, Shul Yakti, Baumum, Oybe, Shul Yakti, Baumum, Afilu, Bekobonis Agoyim. Okay? Shul Yatimu, Mokotchim, Liftois, Tzul, Mokdoshim. It's a little interesting why they should get there, but okay, I can live with it. Liftois, Tzul, Mokdoshim. No, no. Lachiv miyoy mashmini v'holo v'koyim zman zeh unikom v'chus zman v'eim akvi v'noisai, because that's an Issa Mizbeach. He doesn't mention it over here. That's a match. Okay, correct. Shol lachiv etnan v'chir, that's good. Shol lachiv so d'vash, okay. Limloich kol kobonis shol lachashmi samelach ma'o kobonis, that's Yisurim Mizbeach in the same sense as other things? I don't know. So I could imagine it's a Maisa Kobolis. But this is just a very interesting thing. Very interesting observation of what he did over here. See, once you have this whole thing together, and you might want to, play it out. If you remember, I think we discussed this issue with Yud Beis a little bit. I think we discussed about what things are separate mitzvahs and korbanos and what things go together. And he had a discussion about melech, because nogein all korbanos. Otherwise, it would have been different, correct? That's why it's a mitzvah. Okay. So here, I just want to tell you, the more interesting thing is what he didn't say, not what he did say. Okay? Now, ki kol eilu mitzvahs yesh lehen inyan echor ha-koyulon. V'hu she'hem dvorim she'nesu ha'kobosu. There's an Issa. The problem of Melech is an Issa. There's an Issa ha'kobo. Okay? It's an Issa ha'kobo, maybe. Because it's not loisashis Melech. Because if I don't put Melech, I'm not allowed to mark. If it's an Issa ha'kobo, I can imagine this thing. It's an Issa ha'kobo. Okay? It's like... U'miminei... Now, here. Now, next. Let's go on. Upnei hakavona hazeis, that is in Rav Kolach. Here, basically, in Rav Kappa, it's Algretz. And Algretz, Gretz, you remember, that's the, I'm not pronouncing it properly, but that's Matola. Okay? So, the Targum, the Tilgum of Kappa, Chur is better. And that's what it means. You know, sometimes I think this is Targum, we need to go to Nochem, okay? Correct? You know, yeah. Now he does also does. Just watch what happens. Okay, so he basically makes an assumption without even saying why he did so, that the halachos have to go according to mitzvahs. That's like a double push. Okay. So if you come with the supposition that the purpose of Mishneh Torah is to present the Mesirah, and the Shir, which I said once, Barichus, that the Rambam's Keter Seder Mishnah was the Mikra of teaching the Psukim, which were the mitzvahs, and they had the Psukim written down even before the Torah was formulated in writing, and they taught, they had the mitzvah, the nusach, Rambam says the Pirush Mishnayos. The nusach of the pasuk was miksav, and they taught the mitzvah out there. So, otot the Mishnah Torah is like the Mesera. So, if you're trying to have a Mishnah Torah, vo'oz abid, vo'evoish, v'abito kol mitzvah secho, so it's an old portion that the halacha is according to the mitzvahs, even without mentioning it. Because if you read this, and you're not careful, you don't ask this question, you get the impression from reading it, from what he presents later, is that the issue of mitzvahs only a side point. It's a safeguard to make sure that I've taken care of, crossed all my T's and dotted my I's, and I have all the mitzvahs inside. Okay, but all I just tell you, I think it's both, because you know that's something which I had to talk about, because that's not clear. But this point is like a double portion, and I have to talk about it. And if you read it and you don't notice it, like you're missing Ikar Chasam Rasefer. But it's like a double portion that what he's trying to do is present mitzvahs, and he doesn't have to talk about it. And then he says, you know, derech agav, I'm going to use this in a second way to make sure that I have everything. Okay, that's a very important point. Because, you know, reading it, you get the point, you know, he's writing Sefer HaMitzvos, like, you know, insurance policy, they shouldn't leave something out of Mishnah Torah, which I think is not, you can't begin to understand this paragraph, you know, in that fashion. That's what I would say, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay, I'm just trying to present what we have here. Now let's continue. ומיני הכוון המטורה הזויס, ראיסי שלא ילימנו איס תחילה בפסיכס הספר מיני כל המצווס, הספר לא יססה, כדי שתהיה חלוקס הספר על כל מוסר. בואי שואי בין מצווה שלא ינש למדיבו בכל דינר. Okay. Now he switches. It's a little portion that the halach is all according to mitzvahs. And everything is mitzvahs. But I'm not gonna. But since I want to have, you see, it's a very strange thing. Okay. You see, the Matola Hazois. What does it go back to? It goes back a few paragraphs before, because what he really wants. He's going back to what he says about open clawly, but there are clouds, depending upon whether you like a kapach or like a koach. Shelo yitzarech ache ha-teira seifa ache zulosoi te'elu memenu eze dog memenu shisad b'cho ha-teira be'im b'derais b'im b'derabon. It means you have everything inside it, correct? So, that's the matar ha-zeis. This has nothing to do, this matar ha-zeis has nothing to do with what he talked about before. You know, it's like flying off in the middle of nowhere. Okay, you know, sometimes you just read things and you're so focused on the text you don't get the flow, but the flow over here is very odd. Ru'isi sheroi limnois tchila b'psichas ha-sefer minyan kol ha-mitzvus ha-sefer lois ha-sefer, which is the minyan ha-kotzer k'dei shetiyah ha-lukas ha-sefer ha-kol lusa. But l'chera, he's just talking about a portion of minyan hakotzer, because he says minyan kol hamitzvos aseh v'loisaseh, because that's why he's machalat the minyan hakotzer into aseh v'loisaseh. He's not talking about the prote hamitzvos which he's set up in the second half of the Akdoma. I don't know if he's aware of that yet, or he has that planned at the moment, correct? Because he's talking about a plush at the Asher, and you'll see even more. For the Shoy Man Mitzvah Shalom Nashul Madim B'chol Dinel. In B'fnei Atzmo K'goin Asuka V'al Lulav V'at Sitz V'at Tfilin, because these are separate halachas, okay? And we talk about one. Kivish for achas men say velis adibo levado, o al klal mitzvahs mehen kein shiskalnu. It's either the avodah zorah type or the isurim mizbech. Achas nimna oisom v'noyim meshilchas avodah zorah elu Now, he did something amazing now. Okay? Hilchos Avodah Zorah Elu, Yesh Bohen Kach Bakach Mitzvah Saseh, Vehem Elu Ve'elu, Bakach Bakach Mitzvah Lo Saseh, Vehem Elu Ve'elu, correct? So he just spoke about something which he threw something in now which he hasn't spoken about before. He was talking about the Minyan HaKotza before. He didn't talk about Protein Mitzvahs in front of Halachas. And now he's introduced it in Avodah Zorah without even introducing it. Okay? And he also does something amazing, because he's changed the way that he's writing the Protein Halachas, the way he talks about it here, and the way he does it in Mishneh Torah. Because in Mishneh Torah, he does it according to the order that it appears in the halachas. And here, he's separating the asay as a separate minion, and the lois as a separate minion. And not according to order of the perek, but more so, a difference between asay and lois asay. Okay? Just, you didn't notice that, but I think that there's a change here in what he did. Because it's very clear. This is not what he presents in the Protein Mitzvahs. Okay? In other words, he's aware of setting up Protein Mitzvahs. But it's pretty clear that the Protein Mitzvahs are just like excising what's in the Minyan HaKotzer and putting it in Aseh and Lois Aseh fashion. Okay? What happened, Lamaisa, is that the way he says to present the Protein Mitzvahs has changed Lamaisa in Mishneh Torah, and also the Nusach of the Mitzvah changed from the way he formulates the Minyan HaKotzer to the way he formulates in Protein Mitzvahs. Okay, good. B'kol zeh, kidei vishomei shelo yimaleit mimeno dovo shelo edab b'boi. But that's an insurance policy. But it's not called there, it's only the second step. Okay? That is where we're holding. Okay? So, Mitzvah Shem, I guess we'll pick up next week, believe me.